All right, joining us now as we open the door and welcome an old friend of the show. Once again, we say hello to Mushmouth Thomas.
Hey, Mushmouth. Hey.
And we, George, if you just let the handlers know that we've got him from here, and
they can.
They can watch him. He's off leash now here in the studio with us, and the handlers watch through the window in the control room.
And I got to tell you, I am not using the taser on him again.
Good, yeah. That's good.
I'm just
good
it's cool, and I just I don't like doing good. That.
You're doing all right.
We're doing
you
well.
You have a prickly Thursday.
Doing fine, Mushmouth.
Thursday.
This is part of Mushmouth's work release, and so we're happy to help him kind of try to assimilate into society.
I was thinking about going to the good night out tonight.
The girls' night out.
Yeah, and you look for a female to breed.
don't put it like that.
I want to make a girl have a litter of my baby.
Litter?
Don't talk like that, Mushmouth.
Yeah, you know, I don't expect a whole lot, you know. The things I look for in a woman is a good personality.
Okay.
Pretty eyes.
Sure.
And flared buttocks in a state of estrus.
What?
Mushmouth, you better stay away from girls' night out.
You know, we used to have Mushmouth nights out in the woods when I was single.
Oh, really? So you're married now?
No, I'm still single.
Oh, okay.
I've always been single.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I'm the only Mushmouth in the world so far.
So what were Mushmouth night out
so I just,
like?
I just roam around searching for more of my kind, but haven't found any.
Boy, I would kill to see your family tree.
I thought I was a wolf for like the first 40 years I was alive. Because they were the ones that raised me.
You were raised by wolves.
Yeah, and the first time I saw my reflection in the creek, I cried. I wanted to peel my face off.
No, Don, it's okay.
That makes me so violent.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got to tear up the... Oh, no.
Oh, God. No, let him go. Let him go.
It's an old studio. It really doesn't matter.
He'll settle down.
You okay?
So I used to have Mushmouth nights out, but I was the only one that showed up. Since I'm the only Mushmouth, so my activity were pretty limited.
Yeah, I would think so.
I used to just find the prettiest tree I could find and go squat down and go to the bathroom.
Was a Mushmouth night out?
I guess you could say I was the original Occupy protester.
Oh no. Just let him go.
Golly. What is he doing? It doesn't really matter.
Thank God we're
leaving the studio.
We're
but
moving
still.
Here. Good God. He's got to work it out.
It's okay.
Are you okay, Mushmouth?
Where's Alexa? I like her.
Yeah.
She's out of the studio right now.
Maybe she can be my female.
I don't think she would want that.
No. She can have a litter of me.
Oh, gosh. Don't talk like that.
And if she doesn't, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tear the place up.
God.
He is tearing the place up. Okay, we better get the hand. Oh.
Are we? Oh, my God.
Stop.
Do we need his handlers? Do they need to come in? All right, get him in here.
I mean,
you guys take Mushmouth out of here.
Like 8-foot section of drywall.
What in the world
is
he?
What is Dan Bennett going to say about that?
What? Oh, that's okay, Mushmouth.
Right.
Thank
we'll
you.
Clean it up.
Bye, music.
Bye. What is his origin?
I don't know. I don't know, but we got some serious repair work to do in here now.
I don't know, but he's the worst character on the station.
You and Alexis, I think, feel the same way about that.
Yes,
there,
we discussed it.
8:47.